This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so let's start digging into the details of how we got here. How did we wind up with banks failing so spectacularly, and whose fault is it? The Federal Reserve said today it's going to do a review of the supervision of SVB. And President Biden said this morning, as you might have heard, that he wants a full accounting of what happened, including what effect a relaxing of some of the Dodd-Frank banking regulations that were Washington's response to the 2008 financial crisis, as Sudeep was talking about, what effect those rollbacks might have had.
Unfortunately, the last administration rolled back some of these requirements. I'm going to ask Congress and the banking regulators to strengthen the rules for banks to make it less likely this kind of bank failure would happen again.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what happened and why it matters now.
The original Dodd-Frank law said that once a bank got bigger than $50 billion in assets, it would be subject to additional rules and oversight. Then came 2018 and the Economic Growth, Regulatory Relief, and Consumer Protection Act, a.k.a. the Dodd-Frank rollback. Aaron Lockwood teaches political science at UC Irvine.
In 2018, the law said, oh, now that only applies to banks with more than $250 billion in assets. And it turns out Silicon Valley Bank at the time, and actually even last week, fell under that threshold.
Even though it was the 16th largest bank in the country. Dennis Kelleher is CEO of Better Markets, which lobbied against the rollback.
Before the law was passed, banks the size of Silicon Valley Bank would have been required to have more stress tests more frequently.
And crucially, to maintain more liquidity to, you know, help out in case of a bank run.
There is definitely an I told you so moment for this.
Carter Doherty is with Americans for Financial Reform.
Congress chose and the regulators ran with it to peel back rules that would have given us a better chance of heading off this crisis.
But it's hard to draw a straight line between the regulatory rollbacks and these bank failures, because a lot of other things went wrong.
You knew just by looking at this bank that it was growing at an exceptionally rapid rate, which should have been a red flag to look at.
Thomas Honig is with the Mercatus Center and formerly served as the vice chair of the FDIC.
So I don't blame it on so much on the rollback of Dodd-Frank. I blame it on the fact that the bank management didn't understand the fact that interest rates change and they need to be managing their portfolio accordingly.
And Honig says bank regulators still have the tools that could have spotted the problem. They just didn't use them. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.